Rabid dog. After she had swallowed him completely, taste of soap chalk, ammonia, her mouth smelling like water, like a dog's mouth, she forgot the vows and how she got there, the stranger's coal eyes leading her to the broom closet and his hands festooned with rings. After all, her husband was a stray dog. In the yard, he carried a mirror on his back, his eyes flowering. He spent his days in the city snapping at bees, getting his nose stung. In the evening, he returned with a mouthful of fur. Sundays, she watched him in the garden, swallowing sticks, his own arms, dragging his rear legs like a wedding gown. To him, daffodils were now a bouquet of knives. He snarled, shook his head, left, right, an impatient bride, tried to see himself in the mirror on his back, like the bride reaching behind herself for the last button. Finally, at a cocktail party, he politely leaned over and bit the wrist of a neighbor. She passed a tray of canapes, saying, "The best thing to do is take him out behind the barn and shoot him." A tinkling of laughter, then doom, her bangs slipping back like tidal waves. Truth is, she had been his wife 2 hours when she selected a new lover. What was his name? In the cramped, dark, fumbling smell of chlorine, an entire forest of brooms falling. When they were through, a bare bulb exposed the tiny room. He wore a beard and the janitor's sink. He washed his hands over and over again, like a raccoon.